I'm telling you this for later. At the end of the service, you normally meet me in the back. Don't meet me in the back because we're going to eat. So, for those of you who don't know, if you do your bulletin and turn it in, you get a prize from in here, and I've got new prizes. I want to show you a cool one that's in there that I couldn't figure out what to do. See this little fella? Everybody look up here. Let me see if I can get him to do it. Parents are going to love this one. I'm not. It's called the vomit man or something. I don't know. Look at that. Anyway, you'll have to get your parents to help you put the vomit inside the deal. So, anyway, let me in here. Let me sit next to you right here. Well, no, let me get in the middle. Everybody up here, this is for later. Too tempting. Vomit man goes up there. Okay, let me come in right here. All right, gang. Y'all want to see my new Bible?
Sure.
This has nothing to do with the children's sermon. I got a new one. Here's what's cool about it. Well, it does say Bill Ashburn, not on the outside. It says on the inside. It's called, this is terrible, I'm embarrassed to tell you, Giant Print. I am so tired of being blind, so I now have contacts, but I have giant print. It wasn't large print, giant print. That's how blind your pastor is. But anyway, tomorrow, or Tuesday actually, many of us start back to school. And one of the things I want to talk to you is about your responsibility as a Christian to be a good student. Being a Christian ought to affect every area of your life. It ought to affect the way you treat your family, your friends, but also, now get this, now you're not going to like this, it ought to affect the way you go to school and study. Okay? God wants you to be the best student you can be. And the example that we have is in Luke chapter 2. Calm down, hon. Luke chapter 2. Listen to what it says here. This is about Jesus. It says, Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all people. One of the things that Jesus, as a kid, he grew up to be an adult. And one of the things it said is that he grew in wisdom. That means school stuff. We need to understand that when you go to school, not only are you supposed to respect your teachers and your other students and all that kind of stuff, you are to do the best you can do for Christ. Now, not everybody is an A student. Not everybody is smart. Took me a long time to get through with school. Okay? And you might be saying, well, my best is not an A, it's a B or something else. Let me tell you, I didn't say that you had to make all these, did I? You do your best. Now, sometimes your parents will say, you're not doing your best. You know what that means? You're slacking. Okay? That's not a good witness. Every one of you, it'd be like being in sports, not doing your best in a sport. You ought to do your best. And if you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. But you ought to do your best. Same way in school. You do your best. Now here's the funny thing, is a lot of times people think that it's the teacher that makes the student. Teachers are important, but let me tell you something. You are more important than the teacher. If you want to learn, there is nothing in the world that can stop you. My brother made terrible grades all through school. He had good teachers and he had bad teachers. And then he got to college and he decided he wanted to learn. And guess what? He was on the dean's list. We were worried about him graduating from high school. What was the difference? He wanted to learn. Start in grade school, junior high, and high school. And if you want to learn, you can. Here's the thing. Remember this. Leaders are readers. Okay? The more you read, the more you lead. So we're going to school this next week. I want to see you guys do your best. I don't care if you make all A's. I just want to see that you make good grades doing your best, okay? Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll have some candy here. Good candy. If I can keep the adults out of the Tootsie Rolls, it's amazing how those disappear. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for these kids. Help them to want to be the best they can be with their schoolwork. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.